with washing, we always done that. You know, but from the other, we had three wells on that place over there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Oh. So,
well, what about to get the wrinkles out after you washed them?
Oh, you have to iron them. You run them out by hand, you wash them on a washboard.
Oh.
And then wring them out, wrench them in clear water,
uh-huh.
and wring them out and hang them on a line.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine sometimes we slept on wrinkles. Because we didn't have time to do much with farming and dairying and
mm-hmm.
a bunch of chickens and a bunch of hogs and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to get a wrinkle out of a sheet.
I guess that's the truth.
It'd be done good to get a clean sheet.
Well, a house that has overlapping boards on the outside of the
shiplap.
House. You call that what?
Shiplap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the little things along the edge of a roof that carry the water off? Metal.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Just like that, it left me. There would be a drain or something. I don't know.
A gutter?
Like, it catches the water.
Mm-hmm.
And catches. A trough, I guess. Be a trough.
What would you call just a little building that would be used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
What other kinds of little buildings would you have, like out around on your place?
We had a woodshed and a tool shed and a calf shed where we kept the baby calves. We had just had them, you know,
mm-hmm.
not suffering. Corn,
mm-hmm.
the, what do they call it? That was a bin where we kept the corn. For the chickens and hogs, and then for the feed for the horses. That is the bulk feed, not the hay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the feed room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had our hay up in the loft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd shovel that down and give it to the horses and
mm-hmm.
cows.
Did they have an outdoor toilet? What did they call it?
Well, sure they did.
What did they call it?
The privy.
It was called the privy.
Or the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Or the toilet.
Or the Johnny House. Well, I don't know. They had a whole kind of name for that.
Oh, they did? They had all kinds of names for that. Yes, that's
yeah.
true. That's interesting. And you said you had a corn crib. Now, if you had more hay than you could get into the loft, what would you have to do with it?
Put it in a haystack. You get a big, long tree, like run that straight up and then pack that hay around it and get it wide and then go on up like that so it could shed off.
Well, now, what about grain? Now, you said a corn crib, but what about...
Well, the hay we put in the attic, that's all the grain we raised was corn.
Oh, I see.
We
didn't have any
break it
wheat
off.
Or anything?
Not out here.
Uh-huh.
They don't raise that much here. That's up in the northern part.
When you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?
Let it lay till it dries.
Did they put it in little stacks or anything?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, we had a mowing machine, long mower, a blade
mm-hmm.
about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses pull the machine and work
mm-hmm.
those and cut it off, and then it laid till it was dry,
mm-hmm.
get dry. And then we had a hay rake, put a horse to it, and that horse you just rake up and it's a vines like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that picked up. When it got so big, you tip it over and dump it out, and then go some farther and dump it again. And then when you got through, you had a roll of hay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wind roll.
Oh, that was called a wind roll.
That's so many wind rolls.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, where would you milk your cows?
In the barn, in their stalls.
Uh-huh.
We'd give them
uh-huh.
what it's called bulk feed,
mm-hmm.
not hay or anything,
mm-hmm.
but feed them, and then we'd milk them right there in the barn and turn them loose again out in the
mm-hmm.
in their lot.
In the lot.
At night.
Uh-huh.
And then in the morning we could turn them free range here.
Oh.
And turn them out.
Uh-huh. Now, what would you call the part where they could graze?
That was out in the woods or anywheres.